It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You hear my voice because of technology. Technology builds things. It advances civilizations. It lets you see and hear more than you ever could. But what sounds do we lose in the process? Bernie Krause has been recording natural sounds for decades. His site, wildsanctuary.com, has over 3,500 hours of natural sounds, like these crickets. He says the sounds are getting more scarce.
When I first started, I could record for 15 hours and get 1 hour of usable material. Now I have to record almost 2,000 hours.
Is there any way for technology to help these natural sounds and help keep them around instead of just taking them away?
I don't really know the answer to that. All I can say is that from my perspective, technology has really impeded our reception of natural sound and caused us not to hear it instead of to hear it. And it's one of the most serious problems when we go out and record. Aircraft of all kinds, private and commercial, as well as motorcycles that you can hear 7 or 8 miles away. So that's technology to me.
Nature sounds have order and harmony, says Krause, but the ones we're replacing them with don't.
The replacement sounds are the sounds of human endeavor. And these are noises which are kind of random. And because they're random and they have no real information in them that's useful to our survival, they really aren't very healthy at all.
Krause says natural sounds form a symphony. Listen for just one thing and you'll miss out on the rest.
When you listen to a soundscape from a particular habitat, it contains a narrative that conveys to us information about the health of that habitat, how the birds and insects and amphibians, reptiles and mammals are working in relationship to one another. The birds and the insects form what's called a biophony. It's a symphony that's performed only in this habitat. And that habitat expresses itself with its own unique voice. And when you see the patterns discriminated in visual form in what's called spectrograms, you see a certain amount of discrimination, kind of like music on a score page. You'd see the violins on one line, you'd see the horns on another line, you'd see the percussion on another line. And insects, birds, mammals all do the same thing in a healthy habitat.
We have a link to Bernie Krause's site. Listen to these sounds he's collecting at marketplacetech.org. If you're on a web page and you're looking for a particular word, what do you do? Alexis Madrigal, senior editor at The Atlantic, was recently talking to a search anthropologist at Google. Alexis says Google's research revealed some startling information.
One of the more shocking data points is that 90% of a randomly chosen population of internet users do not know how to use Control F.
Control F lets you find a particular word or phrase. People who know it are 12% faster at online tasks.
You know the kind of calculations they make about, like, March Madness and, like, number of minutes of productivity loss? Well, imagine you could do the reverse calculation, the number of minutes of productivity you would gain if the entire U.S. internet population did everything, you know, 12% faster.
I really hope I just helped 9 out of 10 of you become more efficient today. Control F. Use it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.